COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins says he's always felt uncomfortable about the extraordinary powers given to government under the COVID-19 Public Health Response Act. He told the Health Select Committee the Act was only ever intended to be a temporary piece of legislation.
You know, I originally had this idea, a bit naive, I guess, when we first passed the Act, and then we passed a series of amendments to it. That the idea was that we would get an Act that was in perfect condition, which could then be repealed and just sit on the shelf.
Right.
So that at some point, if there was a future pandemic, they could just dust it off and put it through the house again.
Right.
The reality is that's not the way that Act, as you know, has worked. The Act now looks vastly different to the way that it looked when we first passed it. And the idea that you could have this perfect piece of contingency legislation sitting on a shelf somewhere, I've kind of come to the reality that that's not what's going to happen.
Now, to explore the legal future of the Act, Otago University Law Professor Andrew Geddes is with us now. Kia ora.
Yeah, morena.
So this isn't going to sit on the shelf, though, is it?
No. The Act has within it what's called a sunset provision. So on the 13th of May 2023, it will cease to be law unless Parliament steps in and formally amends it to allow it to continue for longer.
Is that likely to happen?
Well, I mean, the problem is, you know, what's going to happen with COVID. Let's put it this way. Let's hope it doesn't happen. Let's hope that, you know, by 2023, if not sooner, this legislation is deemed to be unnecessary because we've got over the COVID emergency and the very broad powers that have been given to the government to respond to that are just deemed no longer necessary.
Indeed. And I suppose the sunset clause is the, you know, there's the end, if you like. That's the signal. But it is kind of all or nothing, essentially.
Yeah, so what the legislation does is it's basically framework legislation that says the government, the ministers, will have power to make basically whatever orders they think are necessary to respond to COVID. So the Act itself doesn't contain measures within it to say what you can and can't do. It basically says to the government, you have the power to decide that. And that's pretty extraordinary. So all the lockdowns that were carried out and so on weren't endorsed by Parliament directly. It was ministers using this power under the legislation to say it is necessary.
Especially considering the public appetite around things COVID now in many ways. I mean, it's sort of, would it be overreach if the government were to try to extend this?
Put it this way. If we carry on with COVID as it is now and, you know, a low background infection with no variants and so on, then there'd be no reason to extend the Act at all.
That's not going to happen, though, I think.
Well, I mean, this is the worry and this is the concern. I mean, it's always hard to say, you know, what the future will be because we just don't know what the future is. The one thing I will say about the Act is it has built within it a kind of ratcheting protection in that you can't use orders that are inconsistent with the Bill of Rights Act. So as the threat of COVID lessens, the justifications under the Bill of Rights Act for imposing restrictions on people lessen as well. So there's kind of that protection within the Act already. The only problem is that's an after-the-fact protection. You have to go to court and challenge an order and say that it breaches the Bill of Rights Act. And that can be a slow process. And, you know, it happens after the order's already been made.
Thank you very much for your time, Otago University Law Professor Andrew Geddes-Ngamihi.